This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A top military commander has renewed Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week widely blamed on Israel. VOA's Alexis Strook tells us more.
The attack destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including two elite Iranian generals. General Mohammad Bagheri, Iran's Joint Chief of Staff, told mourners gathered Saturday for the funeral of General Mohammad Reza Zadi that Iran will decide when and how an operation to take revenge will happen. Zadi was the highest-ranking commander slain in Monday's attack. The attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound was a significant escalation in a long-running shadow war between the two archenemies, and Israel has been bracing for an Iranian response. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Two Russian strikes in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10 early Saturday, 10 in the afternoon, regional officials said. Olivia Zelino reports.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 36 missiles launched by Russia. It followed deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city of Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired two missiles, then 40 later, he fired another three as first responders and journalists were on the scene. Two journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war.